Welcome to The Goal is Whole. New creation studies you can apply daily to live complete in Christ. Series 1, focus on identity. Who am I? Study W3, exchange at the cross. In the first two studies, we've established that we have a beautiful new identity in the new creation. Old things have passed away, new things have come. That's the spirit being on the inside of us is made completely new, and that this new creation is in Christ. And so in him we have really all that Jesus is, everything he accomplished. We have blessing and we have redemption and we have grace. We have been raised up to sit with him in heavenly places. And together we're part of a living temple that God lives in. In our second study, we saw that having been born of God, we are sons of God. And as sons, we're siblings of Jesus. In fact, joint heirs with Jesus. And that we have God as our father and we have a covenant of freedom as our mother. So that our identity draws from that nature. In a place of freedom, of security, because the covenant was written in the blood of Jesus. So this new identity is a very real thing and something that we need to increasingly live in, make it a reality. Today we're going to move on. We're going to look at what Jesus was doing at the cross when he died on behalf of the human race to open up this wonderful opportunity of the new creation. Before we do that, I'm just going to spend a few minutes looking at a word in the Greek which is translated salvation. So many believers live way below the true identity that has been given us through a watered down version really of what God has actually done. And one example of that is the word salvation. We talk about being saved. In Romans chapter 10, verse 8 to 10, it talks about how if we believe in our heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, and we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord, we will be saved. And that word saved is the Greek word sozo. And the word sozo is a very rich word. It means a lot more than just having sins forgiven and getting to heaven one day. It includes so many aspects of the victory of God, the goodness of God. Strong's dictionary defines sozo like this. It says it means rescue or safety. It includes deliver, health, salvation, protect, heal, preserve, to do well, to be made whole or to make whole. That's Strong's dictionary. And all of that is included in salvation. So all of that is included in our new identity. And I just want to read a few examples of where this word sozo is used so that we can pick up some of these examples. In Matthew chapter 14, verse 36, it says, those touching the hem of Jesus' garment were cured. The word there, cured, is sozo. So salvation includes healing from sickness. It's the same word. Sozo, the word salvation, is also used in Luke 8:36, where it says a man was delivered of many demons, and it states that he was made whole, he was made well. That's sozo. So salvation includes deliverance from demons. The woman with the issue of blood, Luke 8:48, we know we reached out and touched the hem of Jesus' garment, and the blood stopped, and then Jesus said to her, your faith has made you well. The word there is sozo. So the salvation here includes freedom from chronic bleeding. A couple of verses later, Luke 8:50, Jesus was told of a child who had died. But he said, no, the child will be made well. Sozo. And when he arrived, he brought the child back to life. So being raised from the dead is part of salvation too. Moving on from the life of Jesus, you know, we see in Acts, Peter and John bringing healing to the cripple outside of the temple. And then giving account to the religious leaders, Peter referred to him as being made well. Sozo. Salvation includes restoring a cripple and strengthening withered limbs. And in that context, Peter went on to say that there is salvation, sozo, in no one else. For there is no other name under heaven that has been given among men by which we must be saved. Sozo. Healing is part of salvation in the name of Jesus. And then one more, just at the end of Paul's earthly life, he wrote to Timothy saying this, 2 Timothy 4:18, the Lord will rescue me from every evil deed and will bring me safely to his heavenly kingdom. Sozo, he will rescue me. So salvation includes being rescued or preserved for the heavenly kingdom beyond this life as well. See the richness that we have in this new identity. Wow, don't ever just say lightly again that you're saved. It includes so much of the goodness of God. I'm going to turn now to look at the cross and what was happening there. And Jesus, speaking about it in John 12, verse 31 to 33, he said this, now judgment is upon this world. Now the ruler of this world will be cast out. And I, if I'm lifted up from the earth, will draw all men to myself. But he was saying this to indicate the kind of death by which he was to die. This is really key, the kind of death. So a couple of things here. First of all, he was lifted up from the earth. He was placed on a cross. Paul in Galatians 3 talks about him being placed on a tree and says that anyone who's hung on a tree is cursed. So Jesus was actually experiencing a curse on the cross. And Paul went on to explain, so that we can then receive the blessing of Abraham. So there's the first example of an exchange, if you like, that's happening. Jesus became cursed so that we might be blessed. So he was lifted up from the earth. It was the curse issue there. But he says also when he's lifted up from the earth, he will draw all men to himself. This is quite a deep truth to grasp, but it is a spiritual truth, a spiritual reality, that when Jesus hung on the cross, he died a substitutionary death. He died for us all. And again, we understand that in the context of, yeah, he shed his blood so that I can be forgiven. But the things that he was doing on the cross, in addition to like forgiveness of sins and paying for our iniquities, is just so broad and so rich. And it was releasing to us this new creation. And as we understand what it is, we embrace that as part of our new identity. Let's have a look at some of these points. I think the strongest scripture, remarkably, that puts us in one place was written hundreds of years before Jesus through the prophet Isaiah in chapter 53 of Isaiah. Isaiah says this, surely our griefs he himself bore and our sorrows he carried, yet we ourselves esteemed him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But he was pierced through for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The chastening for our well-being fell upon him. By his scourging, we are healed. All of us like sheep have gone astray. Each of us has turned his own way. But the Lord has caused the iniquity of us all to fall on him. And that's what was happening at the cross. Jesus died this substitutionary death, taking all of these things upon himself, taking them all the way into death. And as he did it, God supernaturally in the spirit realm drew all men to be placed upon him there, so that we all experienced the crucifying of the fallen old nature to release us into the potential of the new man. As we read through the New Testament, we can read about the things that Jesus experienced on our behalf. I'm going to quickly run through them. He was punished. He was wounded. He was made sin. He experienced death. He became cursed. He became poor. He embraced shame. And he experienced rejection. Now, if you go to our written study for N3, you can see all of the scriptures laid out there. But he took all of those things on himself, like the curse, so that he could release for us the good of the new creation. So that in place of those, we have forgiveness, we have healing, we can be made righteous, we receive eternal life, we become blessed, we become rich, we receive glory, and we become accepted. What an amazing list. This is this glorious new identity that we have in the new creation. Praise Jesus.
The goal is whole. New creation studies you can apply daily to live complete in Christ.